I bet Patty Seagrave at Seagrave Mortgage gets asked this question so often. So, Patty, what's my best way to go? A fixed rate loan or an adjustable rate mortgage?
Well, I have to be honest. We don't do very many adjustable rate mortgages in this mortgage market now because rates are so cheap. And this is probably has been one of the best times to buy in many, 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 many years as far as getting a cheaper interest rate. But back whenever we were in a more normal market, we did have a lot of people ask about an adjustable. And a lot of people will come in and automatically say, I want a 30-year fixed rate. And by far, that's the vast majority of what we do. But there are times that an adjustable rate is beneficial. The rate is typically going to be a little bit less. And if you automatically know that you're only going to be in a home for a year or two, maybe you know you're being relocated with a job or you're getting married and relocating to a different area, something like that, then an adjustable rate is certainly worth looking at. A fixed rate, very, very few people stay in their home for 30 years and don't refinance or move. I think the industry average now is that most people are going to refinance or move within 8 years. So a 30-year fixed rate may or may not have been a good solution, and maybe you could have gotten a 7-year adjustable rate. So it's definitely something worth exploring and talking with your mortgage lender about to see what your circumstances are, because the whole thing about buying a house is getting the loan product and the term and the loan type that works for you.
You're in a situation now, I would imagine, where people that might have had an adjustable rate mortgage, let's say from 10 or 15 years ago, it might be beneficial to look at going to a fixed rate.
Absolutely.
In that refinance.
And doing a shorter term. We've had a couple people come in that have been in that exact situation, and we've been able to get them in a fixed rate and do like a remaining 15-year term, something like that. Their payment hasn't really changed. Because the one thing about adjustable rate mortgages is typically they're going to adjust with the market. So if you had an adjustable in the past few years, the rate's really not gone up a lot. But if the environment does change and we can get into a market where the rates are increasing, then that would be the time that you would really want to look at that and try to get something locked in. So if you have an adjustable rate or a balloon type mortgage where it balloons after 5 or 7 years, this would be a good time to try to get that locked in at low rates.
How common are those balloon type mortgages?
You get those a lot with your in-house bank loans. Sometimes people had just a different situation that was a better product for them at the time. And then their situations changed. Maybe they were waiting. They had a large down payment. Maybe they're waiting for something on their credit to fall off of there, or maybe get past a bankruptcy, something like that. And so now they can do a more conforming type loan. So that would be the reasons that we would see those and that people would have them.
Something to consider as you think about your home situation, whether you're in the market to buy or sell, or maybe just want to save some cash. Patty Seagrave from Seagrave Mortgage, our mortgage expert.